Good morning. I'm Debbie Holmes on 89.7 NPR News. This weekend, students from Dublin Jerome High School will show off a solar-powered robot used to monitor and remediate water pollution. They'll join students from 47 other states and Puerto Rico at Ohio State on Saturday for the U.S. Finals of the Stockholm Junior Water Prize competition. With me to talk about that are three students who worked on the project that won the state finals of the competition. They are Raghav Samavedam, Ryan Ziegler, and Jayanth Gunda. Thanks so much for talking to me.
Thank you very much for having us.
So Raghav, let's start with you. This is a contest to fix current and future water issues. How did you decide that a robot would be the best way to go about this?
I remember going out to lakes and streams and doing water sampling, and it becomes very apparent that simply doing this via humans is going to be very inefficient, very time-consuming, and it's not going to dynamically respond to changing pollution conditions. And so when I started getting interested in computer science, it seemed like a great idea to figure out how can we do certain standard procedures like testing and remediation.
So robots are more responsive?
Yes.
What exactly does the robot do, and how does it reduce pollution?
I'm Ryan, and our robot system works in two parts. First, we have a robot which will circumnavigate a lake and collect pollution samples from various areas across the lake. Then, based on these samples, we're able to determine what general types of pollution lie in what part of the lakes. And with this information, we're able to dispatch different robots which use a hydroponic system to remediate water quality issues using native plants.
And hydroponics, meaning growing plants in water. Jayanth, how difficult was it to make this robot?
I would say that it wasn't too difficult for me, since I have had experience as a captain of a robotics team, so I already had some idea of how to put together metal pieces to construct the general frame of the robot. So our basic idea was, coming from the experience, to have aluminum rods to form the foundation of the robot. And then inside it, we would have a hollow space, and within it, we have the necessary container in which we would put all the electronics, like the battery, the expansion hub, anything to connect the motors to. The only difficult part, I would say, was making it float, but after a couple of rounds of testing, we realized that putting two PVC pipes on the bottom of the robot had enough buoyancy for it to make it float, as well as enough maneuverability to go easily in the lake.
Raghav, electricity and water don't exactly go together very well. How did you overcome that?
So the two components of our robot that are most susceptible to the water, the batteries and the Arduino control board, are kept inside a watertight container, and any wiring is carefully taken out of that container and is waterproof.
Jayanth, did you run into any other issues while building or perfecting this robot?
I would say one of the main issues that we had was getting GPS coordinates on the robot, because when the robot's in the lake, it has to know where it is relative to other positions in the lake, so because it will help us to know, like, if we give an instruction, go to this XYZ coordinate in the lake to pick up this much pollution, it needs to be able to recognize where it is in the lake to go do that. We realized that the best way to do this was to employ a location service onto a phone, which we would put the phone onto the robot.
So you put a smartphone on top of the robot?
Or inside the robot.
Inside the robot, so that you would know exactly where it is.
Yeah, that the smartphone was like one part of it. We also use an Arduino control interface as well.
You mentioned an Arduino microcontroller, and that's a small computer. Ryan, if you can answer this, like, you know, why somebody just sitting at home or driving their car this morning, why they should care about projects like this and research like this?
Right now, existing solutions for monitoring water quality and remediating water quality issues are really, really expensive. We think that with our robot, we're able to bring water monitoring to almost every water body with an affordable price point, which will positively impact global water quality.
I've been talking with Dublin Jerome High School students Raghav Samavedam, Ryan Ziegler, and Jayanth Gunda. They've been working on a project to monitor water pollution with a solar-powered robot. Good luck in Saturday's competition.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.